What up, everybody? Welcome to a Pop Culture Mass It Stinks movie review for the film Poor Things. So the Academy Awards were the other day, or so I'm told. I don't watch the Academy Awards. It's nothing political. I don't care for it. It feels too self-congratulatory, a little bit masturbatory. And also, they put the shit on a Sunday night. I got two young daughters that I'm usually running after, trying to put to sleep. So, like, me and my wife just can't be bothered to fucking turn on the Academy Awards. And if I did have 2 hours to spare on a Sunday evening, it wouldn't be watching the Academy Awards. I got about 100 other things that I'd watch before I watch the Academy Awards, including paint drying in my basement. So it is what it is. I didn't watch the Academy Awards, but when I heard that Emma Stone had won Best Actress, her second Best Actress for the film Poor Things, I decided to check it out, which is a lie. Because what really happened was I came downstairs from putting my four-year-old to sleep and my wife was watching Poor Things. And I decided to stick around because when I walked in, Emma Stone was getting pounded out and her titties were showing. So, you know, I got hooked. From that point, I thought I'll stick around. Because if you told me 12 years ago, about the same time that Easy A came out, Zombieland, Easy A, we're in that, you know, 2010, 2011 territory. If you told me then that you had a movie where Emma Stone was going to get naked, she was going to show her tits, she was going to get naked, I was going to see her bush, and then she was going to get railed, I'd have been like, I'm all in. I'm all in. Take my money. I would have pulled all the cash out of my wallet, which at that time was not very much, but even still, I'd have given it to you. I would have parted with it gratefully if it meant I got to see Emma Stone with no clothes on. I was all about that life circa 2010. I have no shame in my game. It's not something that I'm ashamed to admit on the internet without blurring out my face. Anyway, yeah, so the premise, I'm sold. But when I watched the thing, and I got to admit, this is not going to be like a full-blown review, so feel free to tell me to go fuck myself because I didn't see the whole movie. I missed like the first 10 minutes, maybe 15 minutes. And I haven't seen the end yet. So like I've seen like an hour. This is like half a review. But what I do want to say is, I'll keep it brief. I'll try to keep it brief. What I do want to say is that I don't know about that Best Actress. Because I'm going to try to be sensitive here with my wording. She basically sounded retarded, kind of like Forrest Gump. She's playing like a child. Like it's her. She's like a child. The character's a child, basically, which makes it even more fucked up. She was getting boned by Mark Ruffalo while he had gray hairs in his head. But she's like an adolescent or something like that. It's a, you know, 13-year-old's brain in an adult's body or some shit like that is the premise of the movie. So, on that level, it is, like, kind of creepy. But I'm really just want to talk more about her performance than really, yeah. So, like, Mark Ruffalo, he's 48, right? And he was boning the shit out of Emma Stone, like physically, her body is like, 35, something like that. That's fine, right? That's two consenting adults. But then when you start getting into the story about how her brain is really like a 13-year-old girl, that's when it starts getting fucked up. Because this story really doesn't work if she has an adult's brain. And my whole problem with her performance, the reason why I'm not sure it was, I mean, she's no Meryl Streep in this film, at least. All she does, she wins an Academy Award for this. She refers to herself in the third person all the time. I'm Bella Baxter. That's fucking annoying. 2 hours of that, I got to listen to you. All you're doing is just saying your own name. You don't get an Academy Award for that. B, you're just talking about anything that pops into your head. She's obviously like very, very strongly autistic in this film. Like she got like not just a little bit of the autism. She got like a thick, heavy layer of the autism. Because it's obvious watching this movie that she does not understand like interpersonal stuff, like the social shit. She doesn't get it at all. And if she's supposed to be 13, 14, 15, I don't know. Your brain is supposed to be 13, 14, or 15. If she wasn't heavily autistic, then she would have understood immediately when Mark Ruffalo's like kicking her underneath the table, like, shut the fuck up. We're at a fucking dinner party and you're talking about how salty my penis is. So The character's obviously an autistic 14-year-old. Adult-ass Mark Ruffalo spends the whole movie trying to fuck her or fucking her or eating her pussy or whatever the fuck else. Not appropriate for her, even if her body is 35. It's weird. It's gross. But then to give Emma Stone the Academy Award, I can fucking talk about myself in the third person. Yeah, Jason Alme thinks his wife's vagina tastes like salt sometimes too, right? I mean, sometimes when you 69 after yoga, sometimes your genitals taste sweaty. And Jason Alme feels like sometimes genitals taste sweaty. Do I win an Academy Award? Do you guys want to see my bush? I will show you my bush. I will talk about myself in the third person, and I'll talk about how weird and uncomfortable things taste salty in my mouth and how I'm 15, so I'm like really, really into sex and I have a strong sex drive and I don't understand interpersonal communication or anything else. I don't understand any social shit because I'm heavily, heavily autistic. It was like four, it's like what? It's like a steampunk Forrest Gump. And I will say that I did appreciate the steampunk aesthetic. I did like the visuals of the film. It is like a nice film to look at. But I don't understand why she won the Academy Award. I feel like she won an Academy Award, and I'm not an actor. I'm not even saying that I'm good, like I could win an Academy Award, but I don't think that wins an Academy Award. She's all like, Bella Baxter, I want to, you know, she doesn't ever say I. She just says, Bella Baxter's getting upset with you. Bella Baxter wants to throw you over the bridge of this fucking boat and watch you sink. And meanwhile, would you mind licking my clitoris again? Honestly, I don't see how that wins an Academy Award, but okay, whatever. It is what it is. Also, they're trying to sell me that Mark Ruffalo, of all people, is like this sexual guy. He's like this lady killer dude. Like, don't fall in love with me because I'm just going to bone you for a week and then peace out and you're never going to hear from me again. So don't fall in love with me because I'm going to use you up and throw you away when I'm done with you. That's not Mark Ruffalo, dog. Have you seen Mark Ruffalo? Mark Ruffalo's a soy boy, and I don't mean that as an insult, but he's kind of a soy boy. And the idea that he's like some Lothario, that women was just like, oh my God, I took one look at him in a fucking panties where I just had to throw my old Victorian underwear away, my whole bloomers that were this big, I had to throw, they were all soaked because Mark Ruffalo made eye contact with me. He's supposed to be some kind of like, he's like this ladies man in this movie, and he's like, he's got like the magic dick. He got the magic stick, like 50 Cent. I'm not buying it. Mark Ruffalo was miscast as anything but a cuck. If he was going to sit in the corner with a pillow on his lap, crying while jerking it, while Emma Stone's character, Bella Baxter, was getting nailed by somebody else, just like it was a Dave Chappelle sketch, I would have bought that. Give him the Oscar for that, because he's well-suited for that role. But I don't believe that he's not physically... He just looks like the Hulk. I'm sorry. He looks like the Hulk to me at this point in my life. And that doesn't scream like sexual arousal for women. I mean, maybe some women do like the Hulk. Who am I to judge? At the same time, it doesn't seem to be the type of thing that women want. You know, he's just not, I mean, he's like oddly hairy. It shows him like, he's like banging Emma Stone and shows him like his backside. You don't get to see his balls or anything, but you know, like he's all hairy and he's pale where you would expect a guy to be pale. You know what I mean? It's just kind of like, if I knew that I was appearing nude on screen, I would definitely have gone to the tanning booth and make sure my ass is not so pasty white. I probably would get things like shaved and waxed and stuff in certain areas so that I don't have like hair on the side of my ass when I'm banging Emma Stone. It's weird. Also, Emma Stone, they got these fucking eyebrows on her in this movie. It's not her normal eyebrow look. She's about 1 centimeter of eyebrows away from just being straight up Frida Kahlo with just one single eyebrow. She's like, she grows like 2 more eyebrow hairs in there, and then she's got to pick up a paintbrush and start doing the Frida Kahlo thing. And also, she's got to stop fucking Mark Ruffalo's character and start doing it with dudes like Frida Kahlo. Frida Kahlo was a lesbian, right? I think Frida Kahlo was a lesbian. Anyway, for this review of Poor Things, I mean, watch it if you want to watch it. It's on Hulu. You definitely get to see Emma Stone's titties in her bush. I don't think it was all that, but I did like the steampunk kind of aesthetic. I thought that was kind of cool. Otherwise, everybody kind of sucks in this movie except Willem Dafoe. I want to look at, despite his face being scarred up, looked like he fucking made out with a Nutra Ninja while it was turned on. It's sort of a Frankenstein thing. It's sort of a weird Frankenstein meets Forrest Gump, but like Bella Baxter's the Forrest Gump character, and she's like maybe more autistic than retarded, but even still, the whole thing is, it's odd. It's an odd character, and it's definitely not, it does not feel ethical to, like, as a 38-year-old or 48-year-old dude, whatever Mark Ruffalo, I meant to say 48, sticking his penis in there, it's not, I would have definitely appreciated more of the Willem Dafoe character hanging out more and a little bit less of them trying to fucking convince me that Mark Ruffalo's any kind of fucking suave. Anyway, yeah, check out the movie if you wanna. It's not that bad. Not that great either.
Yeah. Also, it kind of stinks.
Emma Stone's boobies. About 12 years too late, but hey, there you go. I'll see you next time. Peace, motherfuckers. I'm not going to be able to do that.